So did you go the first year, your freshman year, was you on campus, and then the next year or next 2 years you was online and come back to campus? Is that how that occurred in your career?
Yeah, so I was on campus freshman year, and then March of 2019 I got sent home, and then I stayed a year at home. Then I came back, and I was glad I came back to Winthrop.
Well, that's great. I mean, a lot of students had that same experience as you did. And I just can't imagine trying to go through something like that. I give whether high school, elementary school, every school that kids, you know, that wasn't homeschooled, they had to go off to school. It had to be rough on them because. Everyone, welcome to the Career Education Learning Center podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Rivers. I am thrilled and elated to have Zena Albarkas on our show today. Zena is a graduate of Winthrop University located in Rock Hill, South Carolina, where she has a bachelor's degree in business administration with a concentration in marketing. How are you doing today, Zena?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And this time, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know, but I kind of got her marketing mixed up with English, and this time I got it right. So you see she's smiling, right? That is why she's on my show. She is such a warm person. You're going to get to know her a lot more at the end of the show, okay? Zena, tell the audience a little bit about yourself and your educational experience that you had at Winthrop University.
Okay, so yeah, I'm 22 years old. I just graduated last May 2023. Like you said, I was in marketing. I really enjoyed my experience there. It was during COVID, my sophomore year, so it was a little bit of a bumpy beginning. But after that, the 4 years, I got so involved and I learned a lot from Winthrop. And definitely that experience has taught me a lot to where I am today.
So did you go the first year, your freshman year, was you on campus, and then the next year or next 2 years you was online and come back to campus? Is that how that occurred in your career?
Yeah, so I was on campus freshman year, and then March of 2019 I got sent home, and then I stayed a year at home. Then I came back, and I was glad I came back to Winthrop.
Well, that's great. I mean, a lot of students had that same experience as you did. And I just can't imagine trying to go through something like that. I give whether high school, elementary school, every school that kids, you know, that wasn't homeschooled, they had to go off to school. It had to be rough on them because, you know, you so used to interaction, and that was just something totally completely out of the realm of thinking. And then you had to adjust to being Zoom, you know, and being online. 100%, and then you had to go back. Was that adjustment hard to get used to? In the beginning, you was on Zoom, you had to get used to online, and then once you get used to that, right?
Yeah.
Then you had to go back to the classroom. Was that okay with you, and did you make that adjustment okay?
It was definitely weird being on Zoom at first, and then I got used to it a bit, but then I realized I do miss having the on-campus feeling, and I just wanted to be back with, you know, other students who were, you know, going to the same school as me, because it didn't feel the same as being online. So I decided to go back the spring semester of the next year. And I was so glad I went back. Just getting to live on campus and like being around my friends really made a difference. And I felt like I was actually learning and not just on computer.
Yeah, that online can be kind of, you know, Not as personal, and I like things are personal, you know what I'm saying? So when you went to high school and went to your freshman year in Winthrop, did you have any challenges, whether socially or academically?
I think at first, since I was going to Winthrop, I didn't really know that many people. I knew a couple people that went from my high school, but we were already friends. So it was a big adjustment. I met a lot of people through orientation and through my dorm I was living in, but it was definitely a big transition from high school. Instead of going home every day, I was actually living at my school. And with time, it got better. At first, I was just a little bit, I guess, not myself, because I really didn't know what I was doing, who I was going to be with every day, and how that was going to go. But it got better. And you just have to kind of like push yourself a little and go outside your comfort zone in order to kind of get, you know, used to it and get adjusted.
Yeah, and I had that same problem too. And I went to community college at the same city I grew up in my first year. And it was just adjustment, just being by myself and nobody telling me what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And so when I transferred, Zena, from the community college in Statesville, which happened to be named Mitchell Community College, and I heard all the jokes, Zena, Mitchell goes to Mitchell. Yes, I heard that joke all the time. And then I came down here to Charlotte, the Central Piedmont Community College. That was a big adjustment, because not only I went in the dorm room, I went to the apartment. So I had to cook, I had to clean, I had to pay bills, I had a job, and that was a huge adjustment for me, not including the academic adjustment. And so when I went from Central Piedmont Community College in Charlotte to UNC Pembroke, I was happy. I was in the dorm room. They had a cafeteria. I didn't have to pay no bills. Everything was paid for. I was probably the only happiest person to go to the cafeteria every day. Everybody was complaining about the food. I was happy that I wasn't cooking, had to go to the grocery store and nothing. So I had to be the most irrational person there. Happy to go to the cafeteria. Happy to have to pay bills. You know, in fact, the first month I was there, I didn't even go outside, Holly. I would go to my dorm. I would go to the dorm room, to class, to eat, come back. We'd go eating and come back. I was just so happy. And so that was the adjustment that I had. While you was in high school, did you join any organizations while you was in high school?
Yeah. So I was a part of DECA, which is a business organization. We have DECA and HOSA. HOSA is more for people interested in the medical field. But I knew a lot of people in the past who've done DECA, and I knew we were going to spend a lot of time together with the people that were a part of the organization. And having the similar interests of business with other people really made it feel more like inclusive, I would say. And so we went to a big conference, and we had some mock situations that we had to deal with and how we would handle the situation. And you and your partner had to answer the question, and based off that, they would decide if you would be picked for the next level, the next round of questions. And I did learn a lot from it. It was really cool to see other people interested in business, like I said, and that kind of was the start of what made me realize I wanted to go into business and continue in college.
So was that a group activity? Y'all learn to do group stuff? So they would give a group? Was a group of about four or five people that you were with in DECA, and y'all went to competition, and then they would give y'all a situation, and then a group come up with an answer for that situation?
So you got to just pick one other person to be your partner when you went to the conference. But it was a big organization we were part of. But one person that you went with to the conference, and we all stayed in the hotel together. We all got to, you know, spend time with each other, but it was just one partner you picked to be a part of the mock interview that you had.
Man, I love that. I really do. Because I'm a business major myself. I was in business management at UNC Pembroke. And so I love business, you know. So you went to marketing. I want to go into marketing, and they didn't have marketing at that time at UNC Pembroke. Why did you choose marketing other than like finance, management, or any other concentration in business? Why marketing?
Well, I was in a graphic design class in high school that was a part of our tech center, and it did teach me a lot about designing things, making business cards, logos, and I knew I liked getting to design things after that. It taught me a lot of what it could be like to have a job like that. So I got an internship in high school in marketing, and I was doing more of graphic design. And so having that, I guess, experience made me want to continue it in college. I knew I already enjoyed it in high school. I took a marketing class as well. And so I said, why not just continue it in college, see how I like it. And if I don't like it, I could change it. But I ended up loving it, and I'm glad I stayed with it.
Well, you know, I took marketing in high school also. It's so funny. I did a normal marketing class. I did a, I did a commercial dealing with hair. And it was, you know, and I had afro back then, Zena. So I had a lot of hair.
Yeah.
And now I think about it, you made me think about that commercial. Like, now I'm losing my hair. Now I need to redo that commercial about people losing their hair. So when you get to Winthrop and you majored in marketing, did you join any organizations while you was in school?
Yeah, so I was a part of a few. A big one I would say was involved in starting my freshman year was AMA, which is American Marketing Association. So it's a nationwide organization they have in every part of the country. So not only was it at our school, it was at most colleges as well. So it was kind of like, it was cool to see how they had it, not just here, but everywhere else. And we did have like some, we had some like situations where if we were given a company, we would decide how we would design it, create a logo and stuff like that. And it was cool because it was a little bit smaller of a group. So everyone in there was either in marketing or communications, and having that group of people kind of showed me, how I wasn't the only one in marketing, and I was like with other people who were interested in the same thing as me. And I did meet a lot of great people in there. I became really close with the president and vice president. And during presentations that we had and projects we had, I learned a lot as well. And I got recognized for one of the projects we did, and it was really cool to just have that experience and learn a lot from it.
Wow. So did you, Decker experience help you with the next phase when you went to with the organization? Did they help you a little bit as far as learning about collaboration?
Yeah, I would say so. Since I, like I said, in DECA, we were a big group going in, having that teamwork and working with others and collaborating, it really did help me going into organizations in college. Because it's the same kind of aspects that you use going forward. And it gave you a taste of kind of like what it will be like doing an organization in business. So it was good to have that experience.
And that's something that you want to do in the future. What are your future plans now that you graduate? What do you want to do? What does Zena dream career or dream job?
So I actually do work at an IT company right now. I am in charge of marketing. Under someone who does most of the marketing, and I coordinate with her. So I would say definitely my college experience has helped me to get where I am now. And I hope to continue working up the ladder. This is my first big position, so hopefully I get to step up and see what other things and opportunities just help me grow. I know this is just the beginning, but I'm glad and I'm excited to see where it goes.
That is exciting because it's hard to get a job coming out, even near your major. I have a lot of students in LinkedIn that is not close to their major. I didn't come close to my major. When I graduated, I was in Desert Storm. So I went to war first, then came back. Oh, here go the hair again. And the first job I got coming back was at a beauty hair salon warehouse. Again, I don't know what it's about the hair, Zena, but that's where I got a job at. And so that's what I did. And then I worked at IBM for a couple of years. And then finally, I got into retail management, which really wasn't what I wanted, but to get that management experience. And then I went to banking and finance, what I really wanted. But yeah, it takes going through motions and doing different things. And I think your background as far as what you did for high school, it built up to college, and now the entry level that you're doing. Did you feel like some of the things you did with the conferences and with training at school helped prepare you a little bit for what you're doing now?
Yeah, I think since I was so involved in college, having that experience kind of put me in a placehold for where I am now. I will say it was difficult making the transition from college to now. It took months to find me a job in marketing, but having my experience really helped me get where I am now. Just using that, the time I had in college and high school to get to where I am now has helped me a lot. I would definitely say I'm growing a lot more professionally as well as personally. So it's definitely, it's a, you make progress, you make your way. you are. And it helped me get to where I am now.
Yeah. So during that time, before you got your marketing job, was it very frustrating? How did you keep, as far as yourself, like, okay, I got to concentrate on what I want to get, but let me do the job now. Because a lot of times it can get frustrating. And so let some of the young people who graduate in college or high school know, like, you might not get the job you want, but keep trying. How did you maintain that eagerness or that mentality? Like, okay, I'm here now, but I'm going to keep trying to get where I want to get to.
Yeah, I definitely would say it was hard to just stay determined and know that something was coming. But I was just trying to be patient. I know that the job field was very competitive at the time. So I just tried to stay patient and keep applying. Just don't give up, because I knew something would come. And I had a great support system around me to help motivate me as well. I knew it was just going to have to be patience. Like, you had to, it's not in your control. As long as you keep trying and just know something will come, then that's all you can do.
I agree. That's all you can do is just stay patient and keep trying. You know, basketball coach Jim Valvano said, never give up. Never give up. You just have to keep pursuing, keep pushing, stay persistent. You know, have resilience. And I did a podcast piece on resilience. You have to have that resilience and keep going and just stay focused, you know, because everybody goes through challenges. Everybody who's ever lived goes through some type of challenge, whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, there are challenges in life, and you just have to keep pushing. Is there anything that you would do differently from high school to college and college to where you work with that would make it easy for yourself? Or is there something else that you say, well, I did what I had to do, and that's where I'm at today?
I would say I know I had to get an internship in college. I think I waited a little bit too long to the last minute to find one. I think the stress was cool. So that's probably one thing I would have changed, looking for an internship earlier. I think besides that, I was pretty happy with where I was. It was in the College of Business. I was pretty happy about it. So I would say that was the only thing, looking for your internships earlier, because those, you definitely need to put time into looking for those, and they do help you to get into a career later on as well.
Yeah, and that's one thing we try to stress here at the Career Education Learning Center is internships, co-ops, any type of job, part-time or full-time job with related to the field that you want to pursue. So we feel like that's the way to get in there. And I feel it more because I wasn't able to do an internship when I was in college. I waited too late. I was in reserve. So I was trying to reserve and going to school and work part-time some. And so that took a lot of my time. And it kind of fell into me, talking about retail management. Well, that was kind of what I did in college. I worked in retail stores. So I had that experience in retail. So I had no trouble when I came out of college to get into retail management. That's not what I wanted. So if I would have gotten something like you did, if I would have got something close to marketing and done a marketing intern, then maybe I would have had a better chance in getting a job in that field I wanted. And so one thing, and that's why I'm glad you was on here, to tell young people is that, hey, if you can do an internship earlier, co-op or whatever you want to do while you're in college, that may help jumpstart your career. It's not going to guarantee it. You know what I'm saying? But it'll help jumpstart your career, at least get you closer. Would you agree?
Yeah, I know some people who were actually in internships that continued on to a full-time job. But since mine was part of the campus, it was just an internship. So I definitely say it could lead to opportunities for some people, and definitely co-ops for sure. But it does help you get to another job or a position.
Well, I'm so glad you came on this episode today, Zena. I'm so happy to have you. Do you have any parting words for our young people that may be watching this podcast today?
I would definitely say, if you're watching this, just always keep your head up and try. You never know what's come your way. As long as you're putting in effort and, you know, going a little bit outside your comfort zone, I would say it's very important. It can be hard. It's easier said than done. But trying to push yourself to do something can really lead you to opportunities you probably wouldn't ever imagine. So definitely try your hardest, and you never know where it might lead you. So
well, thank you so much, Zena, for the words of wisdom, and thank you for coming on our show today.
I really appreciate being back with you. So
thank you so much, and I'd like to thank our viewers and listeners. for joining me on another episode of the Career Education Learning Center podcast, where we make your career dreams a reality. God bless.